Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As I said at the first service, we don't need a sermon today after hearing these guys sing and play. Aren't they amazing? Thank you, Justin and Miriam. And to totally turn a different flavor, I'm going to ask you to sing along with me to start this service or this sermon. I'm going to ask if you know this song. I'm thinking you probably do. And so I ask you to sing along with me. The wise man built his house upon the rock. You know it. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rain came tumbling down. The rain came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock stood firm. You guys, good job. I love it. And then it goes on to say, you know, the foolish man built the house upon the sand, and go ahead and build your lives on the Lord Jesus Christ. It's something we learned in three-year-old Sunday school, and it echoes the gospel that Pastor Rudd just read. Henry Nouwen is probably my favorite theologian, and he taught at Yale, Harvard, and Notre Dame, and his goal in life was to boil the gospel down to the most simple way it could be expressed. And I don't think you can get more simple than singing that song to understand the essence of the gospel. Jesus, the rock, builds hope. And our hymn writer for My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, Edward Mote, spells that out so clearly in today's hymn as well as we continue our series about singing our faith. Edward Mote knew something about building. He was a successful cabinet maker. He became a Baptist minister in 1852 at 55 years of age, but it was 20 years before that he authored this hymn, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less. He was walking to work when it came upon him to write this hymn on the gracious experience of a Christian. By the time he arrived at work, he had written the chorus. Later in the day, he had written all of the verses. And the following Sunday, he went to church and visited the home of a fellow church member whose wife was ill. The husband of this wife mentioned to Edward Mote that every Sunday after church, they would spend their time in the afternoon singing a hymn, reading the Bible, and saying a prayer, or praying together. So Edward Mote pulled out this hymn from his pocket, and together they sang, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less, for the very first time. It is a hymn that is based on Jesus' central teaching from the Sermon on the Plain that Pastor Rudd just read. As Pastor Dixon calls it, the Magna Carta of the Christian faith. In this famous sermon of Jesus, he speaks in terms that can be understood by all ages. Our lives are like houses. And whatever age you may be, you know intuitively the need for a good foundation for anything to last. In this story, a good foundation is those who not only hear the words of Jesus, but act on the words of Jesus. The Sermon on the Plain before this is all these statements about how to live life like a kingdom life here on earth. It's a life governed by prayer and kindness and forgiveness and love. It's a life of worship, it's a life of service, it's a life of being together in community. The one who hears these words and does them is like a wise man who builds his house upon the rock. The wise man builds his house upon the rock so that the storms of life do not destroy him and her. This is old language, him and her, like I am in no way a builder. But my father-in-law is. He had a construction company. My husband works construction too. And they would tell you that to build a house, you don't just lay a slab of concrete on the surface of the ground that you come upon. The way you build a house is you dig deep and lay the foundation and build on top of that. Similarly, every week on Sunday mornings, I see it more and more. I make the trek with my family from where I live in the cities over here, and there is so much road construction. And we could get upset about that, but to build a good road, you prepare a foundation, you grade the road, you put another layer down and another layer, membranes and all that stuff in there. If you want a road to last, you don't take a shortcut on the foundation. the part of the building, the house, the road, whatever it is in life that is the most important is actually the part you never see, the foundation. And yet it is so very human for us to focus our energies on the things people do see, the decor of our homes, the Instagram posts, the cars we drive, the clothes we wear, the jobs we have. In our fast-paced world, we have access to all of these pretty things. But the question is, what is the part of our life like that people do not see? How's the foundation? Our lives are filled with moments and information and products vying for our attention and our allegiance, and they are so easily accessible and alluring and quite honestly very fun. But they do not endure. You and I know that when the storms come, and they will come, the newest gadget or vice or device will not get us through. But Jesus' building, Jesus' house will hold firm. Why? Because it's full of hope. And hope is what the Christian experience is all about. Hope is what Edward Mote based this hymn on. Hope is not optimism or wishful thinking. Hope goes much deeper. The Apostle Paul talks a lot about it in his writings. Hope is found in places that are much deeper than meet the eye. And in the first service, I love that Pastor Rudd pointed this out to me. He said, I love the Nicene Creed. And if you look at that, the first line says, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, comma, of all that is, comma, seen and unseen. Hope goes much deeper than what is seen. In Romans 5, the Apostle Paul says, suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces character. Character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint. In Romans 8, Paul says, For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what one already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Hope is patient. Hope imagines a future that we can't even wrap our minds around. It's beyond our human understanding. It's beyond our human ability. Hope leans on Jesus' name. Edward Mote got that right when he wrote this hymn. This tune is the same as Eternal Father, Strong to Save, and many of you might know that is considered the Navy hymn. And when I think Navy, I think water. And when I think water, I think boats. And when I think boats, I think, this is kind of interesting, the church, because we are in a nave. You know, this is considered an upside-down boat. Every time you come the sanctuary, consider you're in this boat with one another, and we're all sailing these seas of life together with Jesus as our rock. And when I think of boats, I think of the church, and I think of baptism. This hymn emphasizes our baptismal call, to let our light shine before others so that they may see our good works and give glory to God in heaven. We give our baptized a candle and say exactly that. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And so our works, as Edward Mote says in his hymn, are not of our own. He says, no merit of my own I claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. The world will tell us all sorts of things that take that message away, and it's getting easier and easier to believe that we are in charge of our own destiny. But today's gospel, coupled with the promise of baptism, remind us that laying the foundation of God's love is what brings hope. It's what sustains us when times are good, but even more, it's what holds us up when times are hard. Like the building of a house, or a road, or a building, or a career, or a relationship, we don't skimp on the things that truly matter. We don't skimp on laying a good foundation. We don't skimp in our lives in the church on the things that really matter. That means prayer, service, loving each other, reading scripture, singing songs, participating in the sacrament, which you'll have the opportunity to do in just a few minutes. These things bring hope, and they remind us of our truest identity. A few years ago, my nephew was being confirmed. He was in ninth grade, so what, 15, 14? I asked my fifth grade son, as we were running out the door to his confirmation service, to write a card for him. My son pulled out an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, folded it in half, decorated the front with a cross and his name, and on the inside he quoted this gospel passage that Pastor Rudd just read. After he quoted the passage, he elaborated a little bit. He wrote about his cousin's belief in God that he noticed, the wisdom that he showed in building his house on solid rock, the journey of faith that he's seen him live, and that he reminded his older cousin that it doesn't end with confirmation, but is a lifelong road, and that his faith was a shining example for him. He thanked his cousin for being a great role model and a great cousin. And he was in fifth grade. I couldn't write that myself. But what I noticed and loved about it is that he noticed the faith of his older teenage cousin in ways that aren't usually described or uplifted or upheld in our society. My fifth grade son noticed what a role model this ninth grader was for him, and he named it. In that instance, I saw clearly that hope speaks a universal language. It's understood by three-year-olds, like the song we sang at the beginning. It's understood by fifth graders writing confirmation cards to their older cousins. It is understood by folks experiencing good times, but most certainly it's experienced and understood by folks enduring heartache and pain. Today happens to be Father's Day, and to be living examples of faith is probably the biggest gift you can give your kid. Whether you're a father or not, to be a living example of faith in a world that needs an anchor is a gift that can't be described and is immeasurable in terms of impact. And on this day that we sing this favorite hymn, it is especially personal for me that it is on Father's Day, because it was my own dad's favorite hymn and the one to which we processed at his funeral 5 years ago. It proclaimed hope to our family then at a seemingly hopeless time, and it proclaims the same hope to us now. May it proclaim that same hope to you. May hope be your anchor, and may your hope be built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. No merit of your own may you claim, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Thanks be to God. Amen.